The 20% turnout prediction by the Government Accountability Board is based largely on the turnout of similar elections over the past decade. Last year's Supreme Court contest between now Justice Annette Ziegler and Linda Clifford drew 19.5% of the voting age population. 2003 was the last contested Supreme Court race prior to that one, and it generated an identical percentage of voters. This year's race between Justice Lewis Butler and Circuit Judge Mike Gabelman has been marked by a bombardment of negative television ads, mostly paid for by outside groups. Government Accountability Board spokesman Kyle Richmond says those ads might motivate some people to vote if they're paying attention to the race and already feel strongly about either of the candidates.
But negative advertising is also thought in some quarters to drive down turnout by people who feel turned off by the process or just more confused about the candidates. So I think in general it might be said to be a wash.
Wisconsin voters will also decide in a referendum that would scale back the partial veto authority Wisconsin governors enjoy when it comes to budget bills. If the 20% turnout prediction holds true, roughly 875,000 residents will vote on Tuesday. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.